upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We love each other because he first loved us. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Bumper Sticker of Wisdom.
Yes.
Bumper Sticker Wisdom.
It's kind of like the pick of destiny.
Yeah. I'm Jason.
I'm John.
Brother John's going to say a quick little prayer and we'll get started.
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, we want to just lift up anybody who is taking time right now to listen. We ask, Father, that we know that there are people all over the world that are hurting. They're hurting with mental issues, with emotional issues, with loss, their mourning. They're in physical pain. Father, we ask that your hand of blessing, your hand of healing be upon them. We ask that you take, if they're listening right now, that you give us everything that we need. You equip us with the words to help them. We love you and we thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. My kids are currently in Jamaica.
I heard they missed their first flight.
Yeah, dude, and I'm still bummed out. Like, it should be me.
Yes. Yes, it should.
I hate to sound like a douchebag like that. I'm like, God, man.
I don't like you right now.
I'm happy for them.
Oh, yeah, I'm super happy for them.
They just extremely happy for them.
They just got married this weekend.
Yes, but they're in Jamaica.
Boo. No, happy for them, but, you know, disappointed for us because we're still here living regular life.
Yeah.
Doing regular old
things. You know how hard it was to go to work today? Yeah, I was tired.
Yeah.
Man, tired. Like,
dude, and you actually had extra days off, but you worked harder probably.
Dude, that's what I said when I got to work this morning. Everybody's like, so how you feeling? I was like, well, I had to come to work to get some rest.
100%, man. It's like you take that time off and then
It was nonstop.
Koosh.
All day Thursday, all day Friday, all day Saturday.
Yeah.
And yesterday morning. And then after that, it was just, I was in bed early. I was 7:30. I was laying in my bed. Well, no, I was laying in the bathtub, in the whirlpool tub. And then I was in bed.
I'm a little jealous of that. I'd like to have that. Yeah. I checked in with you.
Can't turn
a
the
times.
Jets on when I'm by myself, dude.
No.
I can't. My wife doesn't like them. We're in there together. She doesn't like them on. But when I'm by myself, like one person, there's not enough water displacement. Dude, you got to have that thing like that far from the freaking top, dude. That's a lot, dude.
That's a lot.
Or otherwise, the jets are all spraying out of the tub. And, I mean, it ain't cool.
You got
at all.
Carpet in your bathroom?
No.
I can't remember. I've been in there.
It's the same time. Flooring that's in my living room. And
Okay. You got the hiccups today.
Yep. Yeah. I had them last time, too.
Did you? I don't remember.
Yep.
I don't remember.
The other end.
You had ate something. I remember us talking about this.
I don't know what it was, but it got
you. Got a hold of some peppers.
It got me.
You like extremely hot things, and your gut wasn't happy about it this time for some reason.
I don't know that it's ever happy about it, but
it's your tongue that's happy about it.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, I mean, have you tried those little ones that I got? Oh, dude.
Are they so hot?
Mm.
You liar. You liar.
They're really not.
For me?
I don't think they're hot.
Yeah.
They're little, dude. They're little bitty. Pekins? Pekins? I think is what they're called. They're little bitty. Dude, it's like with steak, like every bite of steak, if you eat one of those.
Legit. Uncooked?
Oh, yeah.
Uncooked?
Oh, dude, I don't know how you're going to cook them. You'd have to cook them and wrapped in foil or something. They're little. I mean, they're little bitty red ones.
Do they look like a berry? Or are they like a pepper, like long, like skinny, like a pepper?
No. It's like that long, and they kind of look like a berry, I guess you could say.
Just curious. I don't know.
Yeah. Dude, it's so good. So good. Anyways.
I like to cook.
You asked me a question.
Yeah.
To start like the icebreaker part of this.
Yeah. So before we got going, but it's a valid question. And the reason I asked it offline is because it kind of concerned me.
Because we made it. Yeah. That's there you go with them words again. What was that one not too long ago?
Oh gosh. I don't, there's so many of them lately, man. It was, I don't remember. Quotated. And, I've got a bunch of them. Just check out our TikTok. You'll find them.
Some more of those man-made words or invented words. John invented words.
Bumper sticker wisdom words, I guess. I don't know. The question was, though, so like a few weeks back, we had talked to each other about kind of like, man, I really haven't been in my word the way I want to. Like, mm-hmm. I know I should be. And prayer life even is a little bit slipped. And so I was like, you know, hey, great. How about we check in? You know, once a day around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Hey, you know, this is what I've been doing. This is what I'm praying about. And my question was like, why is it that when we do something to hold each other accountable, it like gets worse?
Okay. So I have an honest answer for that. I really do. We both want to be held accountable, but we're like cruising through life at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like when you, okay, so when you know someone's doing something wrong and you're just like, man, I just don't feel like fighting that fight right now. Not saying that that's how we are, but it's close. It's similar. Yeah, it's very similar to that because what we're doing is we started this to hold each other accountable, but both of us are like, we'll figure it out tomorrow. Because, I mean, every single time you've sent me something saying, like, no excuses, just didn't get in it.
Yeah.
And then I'll fire back with, yeah, me neither. And we leave it alone. Rather than, damn, dude, we really gotta get our shit together.
Yeah. Which is what we said.
Or we really gotta get our ish together.
Yeah. Well, ultimately, once we got through that conversation, that's what we said. Like, okay, well, maybe we need to up that up. It does, but it's not about being like an ass kicking contest, right?
Or
like
no, it's really not. But okay, you know, that's a question. I asked you a question after you said that. How many minutes a day do you spend scrolling through TikTok? If it's eight, that's 8 minutes you can spend in your Bible.
Yeah.
It's I'm guilty of it too, but it's a fact. That's a true statement.
Yeah. Anything that you're doing.
Maybe instead of, you know, like, you say, hey, I didn't make it through it today. Well, you sent me 2 TikToks.
Yeah.
I mean, not to, like, well, sometimes you do got to feel like an ass to straighten it out. You know what I mean? I mean, dude, I'm being dead honest, though. Sometimes you do. Sometimes when someone...
You got to feel like an ass.
It's like when you get caught lying as a little kid and someone calls you out and you're like, I ain't doing that no more. Yeah. And you don't tell no more tall tales, you know? Yeah. It's because someone called you out.
Well, and accountability is not the same thing, right? Like being accountable and being held accountable is not like... It's not like, look, dude, you're a grown man. You can do whatever the hell you want. It's none of my business what you do, right? None. Whatsoever. The only reason we decided to hold each other accountable was because we care about each other, right? And we actually care about this walk that we're on, right?
Consider me your probation officer.
I got to check in.
You got to check
in. You going
to
make me pee in a cup? I may not be able to make it.
I'm not going
to
take it that far.
But no, totally understood. And same, right? And like that's the responsibility. That's what I believe they're talking about, what God's word is talking about when it says iron sharpens iron, right? It's like, two things come together and they change each other, right? Like, yes.
Have you ever seen friction welding?
It's wild looking. Yes, I have.
Okay. That's essentially, if you consider a good friend, a good relationship. You know, like we've talked about this. Like it's the hard things that build relationships.
Yeah.
It's not the easy things. That's like what that is, dude. It's a freaking, if you take the heads, if you take two bolts and put them head to head and you turn this one clockwise at, let's say, 7,000 RPM, and you turn this one clockwise, which if they're head to head, that's opposite directions.
Yeah.
And you turn this one clockwise at the same RPM, they get so hot that eventually they just melt together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same concept.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You turn a little bit of turmoil and just a little bit of friction. Yeah, dude, it's going to take that sometimes.
Yeah. But we have that kind of, I think we have that kind of a relationship where we can do that, right? So I think. Well.
I think I shut the toaster off. Or I think I closed the garage door. Those are thinks.
You think?
You think? Like, come okay, on, I bro. I think I flushed the toilet. Oh, I think I let the dogs in. Those are thinks.
I apologize and pray for the starving pigs down New Guinea.
Yeah, there we go.
Sorry, bro. Sorry. I get it. It's, but you recognize that, like, that's still one of those things for me, right? That's still one of those things for me where I'm a little uncertain. Like, relationships, I'm not very... Don't look at me like that, bro. Don't look at me like that. He's like... Really?
Get it together, dude. What the fork?
I don't know. I've been this way forever.
Okay.
And I'm trying not to be.
Okay. So new challenge.
Okay.
By the 2-year mark of this podcast,
yes, sir.
You're no longer gonna think we have that kind of relationship. Okay. Okay, yes, that gives you a couple more months to get it together. Kind of fill it out. All
right? I get it. I know that we have that kind of relationship, right? Like, because I feel like we are mature enough men and we have a relationship that has a foundation strong enough that we can challenge each other without it being personal.
Well, okay, look. I'm still friends with people that I've told to go do some pretty grotesque things to their own mother.
Mm-hmm.
Intention, like very, very sternly too.
Yeah.
That's not how you should talk to your friends. And I'm still friends with people like that.
Right.
Or that I've said those things to. If we have a disagreement, if I tell you go shite yourself, so what? Give me 10 minutes. It's going to be all good again. You know what I mean?
Like, right. I'll check back in a minute.
Yeah, have you ever seen how dudes talk? I mean, dudes talk pretty foul to each other.
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing personal.
Yeah.
If there's something that, like, okay, to get back on to the topic, this isn't like we're not trying to roast each other. To get back on the topic, we're talking about holding each other accountable.
Yeah.
It's okay to be like, dude, what the hell's your deal, bro? Come on.
Yep.
Like, let's go. Let's get it together. Motivation.
Yeah.
Sometimes the best, you know, David Goggins.
Yeah.
Dude, that dude's motivational as hell, and he's mean as shit.
Yeah.
I mean, he don't say one nice thing to anybody, dude. But you want to follow him because he's so, I mean, he's motivational. I mean, he has that about him. So sometimes you don't have to be all rainbows and lollipops.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes the best motivation is a swift kick in the ass.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I totally agree with you.
You know what I mean?
It's just, for me, I've never been comfortable like that. As far as, like, I haven't had a lot of relationships where I felt like that was acceptable. You know what I mean? I'm already not really accepted by people. You know this, right?
Shoot, he was out there cutting a rug with me Saturday.
I don't dance like you, though, bro. I was just kind of watching you like, hey. I wish I had video to share because it was you do dance very well. But go ahead.
I grew up in predominantly, I was in a very ethnically diverse school.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was the first thing.
Not a lot of rednecks in your neighborhood.
No, that's what you're like, dude, I can see the inner north side coming out in you.
Yeah, 100%. I saw it. I was like, it was never more evident than right then. I was like, you grew up doing that. That's not something you...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Just figure it out later. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's funny. Gosh.
I guess, again, to kind of keep the train on the tracks, like, you're right. It's like, it's something that I've been challenged with a lot lately. Like, it has to come to a point where I just trust it and stop questioning it, right? That's still the same thing about the reaching out thing. It's like I'm still in that place where I'm still uncomfortable.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Did you always trust that your car would get you to work?
No. No. Well,
it takes time. It takes several successful trips, right?
Yeah.
Did you always trust that a plane wasn't going to fall out of the air?
I'm still unsure.
Yeah, but look how many trips you've had. I mean, your trust is getting built up, right?
Yeah.
That's how you build trust.
Yeah, true.
Very so true. If it's an issue, and then if it's ever an issue where it's like, oh, well, that was horrible.
Yeah.
Then you know, like, okay, well, let's not go back down that road. Let's stay away from that area and let's focus on a new one.
Yeah.
You don't just keep attacking that same sore spot because you're not going to get a positive reaction.
Right.
I feel like Dr. Phil up here right now. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not even close.
freaking killing it. I told you last week, I think it was last week, I was like, dude, like, I know that it's like whenever you're with your kid, right, and they're growing, you don't see them grow. But somebody who hasn't seen them in 3 years comes around like, holy cow, man.
Yeah.
Where's the kid I knew?
Yeah.
It's the same thing here, right? Like, I've seen you change in front of my eyes doing this podcast. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. When we very first started, it was about 80% John and 20% Jason. You know what I'm saying? And as we've gone on, it's gotten to be much more even. And sometimes even you kind of will not dominate the conversation, but like you have a lot more to say. You have a lot more insight and a lot, like you've gotten a lot more comfortable with sharing what you've learned, which is part of the process of what we're doing. You know what I mean? So like, yeah, sometimes you will get on one and I'm like, dude, just run.
Yeah. Scary.
Scary. It is scary. It's the same thing. And that right there, that uncertainty is the same thing, right? Yeah. But
well, when I say scary, I don't mean like scary, like I'm uncomfortable scary. What I mean, when I say scary, I mean like the stuff that's going to come out of my mouth, because there's only so long before it starts getting really off kilter. You know what I mean? Like We've had some conversations and you look at me like,
what,
where did this even come from? Like my wife will say the same thing. Like she'll be talking about something and I'll walk around the corner and I'll pop off and she'll just be like, where even did you get this? Like, what is,
well, your mind works a million miles an hour. And at the same time, the way we're trying to see things and like, dude, you have a different way of looking at things. You know what I'm saying? But once you put it on paper or like you put it around a thought, it makes perfect sense. You know what I'm saying? It just, you see what I'm saying?
It's just the mess as it's coming out.
Yeah. 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 Like everything. Like everything. Like everything. Bro, every single day I do my absolute best to be the best husband, father, friend, brother that I can possibly be. And I'm a mess throughout the whole thing. And some days are good and some days are not so good. And some days I'm getting all kinds of like, man, you're awesome, this, that, and the other thing. And some days I'm not.
Yeah.
And the days when people are trying to tell me how cool and awesome I am, I'm like, what's wrong with you? And on days when I'm not, and they're telling me I'm not, I'm like, what's wrong with you? It's me that's the mess.
It's the enemy.
It is the enemy.
It's the enemy in your head. He's living in your head rent-free.
Yeah.
Oh, man, okay. So I hate saying things like this because I don't want it to seem like, oh, look at me, oh, holier than thou kind of thing. Because this is the very first time I've ever sat in total silence and just begged for God to speak to me. Just like, I'm here. Use me for what you need to use me for, but talk to me. Like, I don't know where else to go but to you. Mm-hmm. I need you, and I need you to take control of me and use me as your vessel. This was my prayer, you know. I just over and over and over again, and then I'd sit there in silence, and I'd give it 5-10 minutes, and I would get those chills, and I would get smiley, and I would get these things. And I've never, like, I didn't, like, God didn't come to me and say, it's okay, I got you. I just had that comforted feeling, like that comforting feeling, that warm, fuzzy embrace. Like, okay, I have this. I have that. That's the very first time in my life that I've sat like that. I mean, I've sat in quiet in the shower, you know, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, whatever. But it was at that time that I realized all the doubts and all the things that I go through and that I have gone through are, yes, they're me, but it's because I'm letting the enemy win.
Yeah.
Dude, that was the first time he wasn't in my head, was in that 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
In my closet, just chilling, just basically begging for.
Yeah. You're talking about full surrender. Like, you gave up a full surrender moment. Like, I'm not focused on anything else.
What else do you do?
I'm only listening to you. I only want to hear from you right now.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, I mean, I haven't had a whole lot of experiences like that either.
But what the point of what I'm saying is, like, take one of those moments. Like I said, I'm not trying to be the holier than thou guy.
Sure.
But take one of those moments, dude. And I'm like, I tell you, your head, like, I don't know how to explain it other than it's like someone just stuck a shot back to my ear and sucked out all the crap. You know what I mean? Just like, yeah. Because it was just for a couple. I mean, it was only for a couple hours, but I felt
clear.
Like, okay, I got this. Like, I had confidence. Like, man, everything's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Like, things are good. Don't
muddy it up.
Yeah, don't let him stay there.
Don't overcomplicate it.
Yeah. Jeez, he's a douche anyways. He just wants to sit in there and jack with your mind.
That's my biggest problem is I'm an overthinker.
Yeah.
I think too much.
Well, I'm an overthinker too. I think things into existence half the time.
Most of the time.
I'm like watching my wife and I'm like, this is yeah. And then I'm like, I bet she's doing that. And then next thing you know, I'm mad at her. She didn't even do nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. 100%. 100%. I get it. So I think kind of what we have done, we've aired something out to, like, each other and the world about, like, and I think this is something that's very relatable. People go through this, right? Like, look, we challenged each other a few weeks back to, like, check in and, like, has it been that long?
It's been a while, bro.
To be more accountable towards, like, being in our word and in our prayer life and things like that. And it seems like since that started, we've kind of stepped further backwards than forwards.
Because we started that. We weren't even here when we made that agreement. We were somewhere else.
It was a text agreement.
Yeah, but we weren't even talking. We weren't here doing this. I mean, it was correct. Nothing. It was just out of the blue.
Yeah. We were texting. I don't remember. You were it was on a Tuesday night because you were at the bowling alley and I was texting you while I was doing editing and stuff. And you were
that's been a couple months now that we've been doing that.
Yeah. And you were kind of telling me, like, man, honestly, I'm slipping. I'm not in my word and I'm not praying right and all this stuff.
What got me. Okay. See, and what's really weird is now it's flipped.
The prayer life is better.
Okay.
That's good.
It is good. But there was a time when it was like a happy, happy medium.
Yeah,
you know, it was like a pretty even keeled, you know. Now it's like it's either all one or all the other, and I don't want. There it is. He's over there.
I see him.
Yeah, I'm not crazy. I told you.
Darn it, I missed him too.
Come on, chopsticks.
I have to keep that as a blooper because nobody's going to see that thing fly on the screen.
Oh, but you get what I'm saying. Like we typically, I feel like you want to have a happy medium.
Yeah.
You want both. Obviously, it's super good for your soul to talk to God. It's super good for your life, your heart, your mind, all the things that you're supposed to protect from the enemy, your consciousness, everything, all these things that, you know, you want to put on the full armor of God. That's right. How you do it. You want to talk to God. You want to use the word too, because you also want to have an understanding of things that are happening.
Right.
Because look, if we didn't have the word or we didn't read the word and we didn't understand it, when it comes time, like in Revelation and stuff, that's how we're going to discern the difference between the Antichrist and, you know, the fake coming and the actual coming of Christ.
Right. My thing is you can't.
How are those in here right now? Like
those gnats?
Dude,
what that is? A little
they're
gnat.
Fruit flies.
We don't have no fruit in here.
I know.
Unless it's my rear end. Yeah. Anyway.
What?
I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so you can't. Okay, so it's impossible to please God without faith, right? To pray, which means you are talking to God, you can't talk to something that you don't believe is there.
You have to have faith.
That's faith, right? So prayer is a vital, vital part of the process. But how do how do we talk to God? Not just feelings, okay? Because feelings can lie to you, right?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
I struck a nerve.
Yeah, you did. Okay, so something that I've noticed is, okay, like I used to always bitch about, I don't know how to pray. And then I just started praying. And then sometimes I would catch myself in the shower or like at the end of the evening, like, you know, just like, hey, God, man, it was such a beautiful day. And, you know, I like, you don't know, you're the one that created it. You know, and I just like BSing through it, but just doing what I could, doing what I knew, however it comes to me, just saying some sort of prayer. Now, you know, my wife makes me pray every night over dinner, every night, no matter what, no matter where we're at, no matter what we're doing. She always grabs my hand. I know it. I already know what that means. So we pray.
That's awesome.
I've started doing that, just that little bit, so much that now it comes so much easier. And it's easy. I think of the things to say a lot easier. The right things come to mind. It's less to me. I feel like it's less of me praying. It's more of God telling me what needs to be heard.
Right. Why is it so uncomfortable at first?
It's just, it's like when you, it would be like hitchhiking. The first time you get in a stranger's vehicle, you're going to be like, hey, guy, hope you don't kill me, you know, like whatever. But after about 47 times of doing that, you're going to be like, dude, thanks, man. You're so awesome. Because you're getting comfortable.
Yeah.
Look, prayer is something you got to be comfortable with too. I mean, it's not something that just comes to you, bam, right now. Like you don't just sit down, pray, and all of a sudden everything's working out. Like it takes time. It takes time to learn how to pray. You think Pastor Richie got where he's at by overnight? You think he just sat down one day and said a prayer and all of a sudden now he's like,
he's the pastor of a church.
That happens. It takes time. It takes practice. The only way to get that time and that practice is to just do it. Screw it. Whatever it takes, just do it.
Yeah.
Pray about whatever, pray about nothing. Pray to him. Give thanks. That's the most generic way to actually be sincere and say a good prayer. Give thanks. God, please forgive me. I'm a sinning man. That's another way.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for all the blessings that you've given me. I couldn't name all the...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Blessings he's given me if I had the rest of my life and to use as an opportunity to name them. I couldn't because yeah. there's so he gives me so many a day. Mm-hmm. The interactions I have with people I care about, my wife, my kids, I have a roof over my head and I get three hots in a cot every day. You know what I mean? Like I'm beyond blessed just with that.
Yep.
My parents are still alive.
If he didn't do anything else.
If nothing else, that's. And I'm blessed in other areas of my life. I'm blessed everywhere I turn. Every time I turn around, it's like something good's happening to me. It's like, man, thanks God. And I mean, I don't deserve this. I don't feel like I do. But thank you. Thank you so much for all this stuff. Give thanks. Admit you're a sinner and give thanks. Those are the two easiest prayers to.
Yeah.
Or pray for other people. That's another one too. That's easy.
So I have my practice lately has been to submit when my wife is involved because you know who she is, bro, and she doesn't have an off switch, right?
She doesn't have a mild switch either. It's like caliente or nothing. It's
she's
like
hot.
It's like 0 to 100 right now.
I prayed for 3 people at that wedding this weekend on her request, not because – I just happened into a conversation. She goes, "Hey, John," and this has been going on for a while. But I for a while I was like, "Look, dude, you do it. You want it done so bad, you do it," which is totally not the right mindset, right? She trusts me, and I truly believe that God put her in my life for a reason.
Yeah,
to challenge me, to make me the man that I'm supposed to be.
Listen, when you pray for patience, does God give you patience?
Oh, no. He gives challenges you a reason with patience.
To be patient.
Yeah. For courage. It's the same way.
When you pray, you probably prayed for someone to love you like no one ever has. Yeah. Well, he gives you Terry.
You know what true love is, though?
True love will push you to uncomfortable places without breaking you. Mm-hmm. That's how she's pushing you to a point where you're bettering yourself. My wife does the same thing. Yeah. You know, like, okay, let's just use this as an example. If I was still the same person I was before me and her got married and she just let me Cadillac that way through life, she doesn't love me.
Correct.
She's pushing me to uncomfortable areas. Look, church wasn't comfortable for me. Christianity wasn't comfortable for me. Look where I'm at now.
Yeah.
Like, not only does she push me into something to completely better myself, now I'm thinking of helping people better themselves.
Right. And you just tied that right back into the start of this conversation about what we're supposed to be doing for each other.
Okay, so yeah.
Totally tied the two things together.
It's like, okay, but then it served its purpose.
Yeah.
But that's the end goal of life. Look, if you want to have a good, strong relationship, pray. Pray often and pray about whatever. Anything that comes to mind. Look, I'm not saying just riddle your prayer life with just nonsense, but hey, you know someone struggling with something? Hey, man. John's struggling with his prayer life. Man, I'm not struggling with my prayer life. God, man, reach out to him. Touch his heart. Man, help him to come back into this for us. Like, help him to find you again. Lord, let's do this. Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's easy. Those are easy prayers.
Yeah.
I know sometimes it gets hard. It gets hard to ask for things all the time. Like, you feel like a beggar. And that's not what it is. But as humans, it's like
it's how we feel.
If you're praying for something and you keep on and 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 keep on, you just feel like you're beating a dead horse.
Coming in with, I think you've nailed something though. Coming in with gratitude first, I think is like, I think
surrender with thanks.
Yeah, I think unintentionally I have done that in my own prayer. Like it's always thank you for giving us an opportunity. Thank you for the challenges. Thank you for giving me the strength. Thank you for, you know what I'm, and then, hey, you know what? I don't know how we're going to get through this, but thank you that you've already made a way. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's something to that gratitude. And it goes back to Jesus feeding 5,000. He gave thanks for what they already had first before they distributed the food.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, they had more than they needed.
I think you also have to give thanks for the rough times too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, because sometimes those are the times that build you. I mean, look, I'm a walking, talking example.
Yes, you are. Me too,
sir. Of what tough times can bring out. Like, if it wasn't for that, I don't know that I would be here. I don't know that I would have turned this way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would, if I hadn't gone through those kind of times, I might still be up to that kind of, that same stuff. You know, yeah. I mean, there's no telling what would be going on with me. I may be dead. I may be in prison. Who knows?
Yeah. So you remember our flagship scripture when we started this was Romans 5:3-5, yeah. which is a scripture that's I've held on to for a long time. It says the first verse is, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials.
Yeah.
James says it another way. He says, consider it a moment of pure joy when we face struggles of any kind. Mm-hmm. Like those two things kind of go hand in hand. And like, to be like, you know what? I'm grateful that I'm being challenged right now.
Okay, so have you seen the Dylan kid on TikTok?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think so. Who is this?
Okay, so hold on. Give me just a few minutes because he pops up on mine all the time, like right off the bat. And I'm 90% sure I'm following him. He's gone through cancer 4 times and he has it again.
Oof.
And this is what he says. He said, Lord, I thank you for choosing me. Mm. It's a blessing for you to choose me. I'm in, like, he's this dude's like buff and like he works out and he's like, I'm going to conquer this with the strength that you've given me and all the, oh, dude.
That's fantastic.
You got to see this though. Yes, this is him. This is him. Okay, that video right there, the second one.
This one?
No, this one. Listen. I think this
is. My name is Dylan, and I'm fighting cancer for the 4th time. Surgery was just set for October 29th. Today is currently Monday, October 13th. That leaves us 16 days. 16 days, and man, I love this. There's no position I'd rather be in, there's no feelings I'd rather feel, man. These butterflies in my stomach right now, I love them all. You know, there's many times in your life when you can either step up or you can step down. And right now we're stepping up. 16 days. Man, start that damn clock. Let's go.
Okay, so that's not the one, but go exit out of that. I want you to see the one where he's talking about. He's standing there like that. It's going to be in one of them that he doesn't have a shirt on. It's going to be in one of them top ones. And he doesn't have a shirt on, and he's standing there, and he's going through the whole thing.
That one right there, that's today.
Okay.
October 13th.
Yeah, that one is. Try that one.
My name is Dylan, and I'm fighting cancer for the 4th time. And to be honest, I wouldn't want to have it any
this
other
one,
way.
This one, yep.
Man, I love this. I love this fight. I love the pressure. I love the what if. Cancer want to step in that ring again? Well, so will I. I'm a hit hard. Man, you don't understand. I'm going to put everything I have out here. The training's going to be on point. The sleep's going to be on point. The diet's going to be on point. The prayer and the surrender is going to be on point. It says, for if God is for me, then who could be against me?
Amen.
Who could be against me? In the name of the Lord, the one who died and rose again, I put my faith in him and him alone.
Ejole.
Two. Yes.
I mean, and how inspirational is
that,
bro? And like, it makes you feel like really silly right now. It makes me feel really silly right now, like complaining about and worrying about some of the things that I'm worried about or like in my approach to certain types of things. Like, it reminds me of, I don't know the guy's name. He's an ex-SEAL. He's well known too, but his thing is good. Have you heard about this? Have you heard this one where he's talking about, oh, we don't know, you're facing a challenge? Good. Have you ever seen this guy? Mm. Gosh, what is his name? Now I'm going to have to find it. Oh, I don't remember his name. What is his name? There it is.
When things are going bad, good.
That's the one.
When things are going bad, there's going to be some good that's going to come from it. Didn't get the new high-speed gear we wanted? Good. Didn't get promoted? Good. More time to get better. Oh, mission got canceled? Good. We can focus on another one. Didn't get funded? Didn't get the job you wanted? Got injured? Sprained my ankle? Got tapped out? Good. Got beat? Good. You learned. Unexpected problems? Good. We have the opportunity to figure out a solution.
Good.
Good.
That's I like that.
That's the thing, though, right? Mm-hmm. It's the fact that you're going through a difficulty isn't the thing. Going through the difficulty is good.
Yeah.
Because that's what makes you better.
Yeah.
The fruit is in the valley, not on the peak, right? The peak is the reward, but you have to go through the valley to get to the peak, right? Mm-hmm. So the challenge, and so like it all kind of ties together.
What I like about that is it doesn't matter. Just consider it good. Don't bitch and piss and moan, whine and cry and self, like, don't sit there and sulk in your own emotions.
And not good. In a snarky, smart-ass way. Good. Good, real.
Yeah.
Good, real.
Good. Good.
We got this.
Good. Yep. Good.
We're going to figure this out. I like that.
No.
And it's something that I, this little mug is messing with me now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Oh, it has been that kind of a day. It all just ties together perfectly. When you ask God to appear, there he is. You know what I'm saying? And when you invite him into your space, and when you challenge yourself, and when you really challenge yourself to think.
When you pray for courage, do you think he gives you courage? He puts you in a position to be courageous.
When you pray for strength, does he just give you strength?
No. Put you in a position to have strength.
Yeah. Patience.
Dude.
Kindness.
Everything that we do.
Joy.
And see, it's like, you think God's done talking to us in parables? He's not.
Oh, wow. That's good. No.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, even now, when you ask something or you need something, he's not going to tell you yes or no. He's going to give you that feeling of, no, maybe, when the time's right. You know what I mean?
Let me tell you a story. About three sons. You know what I mean? And like,
yeah.
Okay, let me hear the story about three sons. And you're sitting there going, I don't get it. Okay, well, let me put you through this and then you'll know.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it's all about, right? And we have come into an opportunity to, like, dude, we're crazy to do what we do. I mean, seriously, do you really think about it? What we're doing right now, inviting anybody who chooses to be there to be in the midst, in the middle of us trying to figure this crap out. Do you know how crazy that is? Most people would never have the courage to do that.
Okay. Well, I don't so much consider it crazy. You know, we talk about like Cliff Nettle and
George Janko
and, mm-hmm. Now, you know, obviously we don't have Charlie Kirk, but Ryan Miller, I don't know if you're too familiar with who Ryan Miller is.
Very small, yeah.
He's the same way, you know, Philip Anthony Mitchell. We talk about all these people that they publicly pronounce their faith. They're not ashamed, and it's not so much crazy as it is courageous and faithful. I mean, because there's going to come a point in time that maybe someone hears this and they're going to be like, Allahu Akbar, and want to cut our throats. And that wasn't a stab. It's just the reality of how things are. We are considered the laughing stock. Man, I can't remember the name of this kid. He has a song. I think it's AG. And it talks about he's a overseas guy. He sounds kind of like British or something, but he does it's like a remake of Billie Jean Is Not My Lover. It's a Michael Jackson remake, but it's a Christian song.
Okay.
And he talks about it's like I had a friend from or a friend of Islam. He said we won't make fun of Allah. But it does do with the, but he says, cause, there'd be too much backlash. So we'll pick Jesus to laugh at. And it's the truth. It's the truth because Christianity is mocked so hard, but of all the, is it not?
100%.
But of all the religions and all the figures, when I say figures, there's only one. It's Jesus Christ and no one else. But you look at Muhammad and, you know, who's the one, the Hindu one?
There's millions.
But anyways, you look at all those. Everyone's afraid to make fun of them because they're considered. It's considered.
Why would you mock something that's deniable?
Yeah, they're only going to mock Jesus. Look up AG. Try that. Try AG.
Look this.
Oh yeah, go to that. Oh yeah, that's perfect. Right on line. Right in line with what we're talking about.
Because that's the only religion that the occult's afraid of.
Okay, you got to say it again, man.
That's the only religion that the occult, these Luciferians, is afraid. That's the only religion they're afraid of. Because that's the only one that has power. It's the only one that has power. Buddha, the devil, is not afraid of Buddha. The devil's not afraid of Muhammad. He's not afraid of Krishna. Krishna, you know, and no disrespect to people, but they're not. It's a false religion, bro. So why would the devil be afraid of something that he created?
Oh my gosh!
You know what I'm saying? The gospel is the only thing that the devil couldn't create. It's the only thing, and so that's why. Look at it. We just saw recently with Hollywood, they had cast, it was like a lesbian black woman to play Jesus Christ.
Yes.
They don't do that with Islam. What? They don't do that with...
Never.
Never. Never. Why? What? Because there's no weight in those religions. There's no weight in the spirit. Like, none. Like, we see time and time again that Christianity is the only thing that's mocked. They won't even report about Christian persecution. 70 Christians get beheaded in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and where's the news media at? The only major outlet I saw reported was Fox News, and that was like 5 days after the story had already gotten really big. But guarantee, if there was an Islamophobic attack or something like that, or an anti-Semitic attack, it would be all over the news.
Come on,
all over. But if it's a if it's an attack on Christianity, they don't want to talk about it. Why? Because they don't want to bring awareness to it. Because that's what they're trying to do. They want Christians to get attacked. They want to exterminate the gospel.
Come on.
These principalities and these demonic rulers, they can only gain territory in the spirit when there are less true Holy Spirit-filled believers. Because we hold... Bro, God gave us the power to hold it down.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? So they will try to not shed light on these things because God gave us authority to push weight in the spiritual realm.
God gave us weight. Right? To push reality in the spirit.
Gave us authority to push weight through reality.
In the spiritual world. What? What? And the fact, dude, he made so many great points about, like, not, if there was an Islamophobic attack or an anti-Semitic attack or whatever, it would be widespread. But when it's an attack on Christianity, we don't really.
No, because it's.
Why is it?
Hold on. I want you to see this.
This is going to be an interesting edit.
I'm going to lose my desire to even want to listen to it or show it to you for too long.
It's all right. The fact that you had enough to
explain to you, like,
to
what
bring it
saying.
Up.
Yeah,
yeah.
As soon as he pops up on my page like twice a day, so
well, whenever you see it next, you'll have to share
I'll send it,
it
to you. Yeah,
but it's interesting that it all came down to that, and then that came through talking through challenges and like being. Accepting the challenges and being excited, not excited, even excited about the challenges. Like life sucks sometimes, but also being humble and recognizing like, look, the things that we're complaining about aren't all that big a deal. And then also like being willing to challenge each other as friends, brothers, you know, husbands, fathers, you know what I mean? Like it's not a negative. It's, dude, I wouldn't challenge you if I didn't love you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Someone I don't care about, I'm not going to mess with.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Do your thing. Do your thing. Yeah. None of my business. Anyway, right? We talked about friction welding and we talked about a lot of things. And you know, there's going to be some things that have to be cleared up as far as like editing out, you know, some empty space and all that kind of stuff. But dude, to really that last thing that we watched when he was like, look, he gave us the power to hold it down.
Yeah.
We're the ones that fight the power.
Yeah.
Right. We're the ones who have to stand out. And it's really gives me motivation to keep pushing.
Yeah.
Because whether or not it reaches a million or three,
yeah,
it's pushing,
yeah,
and fighting the principalities of this world, because the principalities of this world are just given over to Satan.
Yeah.
Luciferians.
Yeah.
That was a great word, man. I don't know. That was a great word. I didn't make it up. That dude said.
Yeah. So, all right.
Here we go. Let's go. Throw me a heater.
Why is it so cheap for ghosts to throw a party?
Why is it so cheap for ghosts to throw a party?
I just butchered that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, why is it so cheap to throw a party at a haunted house?
Why is it so cheap to throw a party at a haunted house?
Yeah.
Good question.
Because the ghosts bring all the booze.
Happy Halloween.
That was too stupid.
Val Kilmer.
Mm.
Iceman.
Oh, is this a Top Gun quote?
No. Oh. But it's Iceman. Val Kilmer's Iceman.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was wondering if this was going to be a Top Gun quote.
Actually, he's Doc Holliday for me. He'll always be Doc Holliday to me. I'm your Huckleberry. I have behaved poorly. I have behaved bravely. I have behaved bizarrely to some. I deny none of this and have no regrets because I have lost and found parts of myself that I never knew existed, and I am blessed.
Did you know the term
R.I.P. Iceman?
Huckleberry is not what he says.
It is not.
It's Huckleburr.
Huckleburr.
Yeah. So,
come on, show me some trivia.
Yeah.
Huckleburr.
Which is basically like a pallbearer. So when he says, I'll be your Huckleburr, he's saying basically, I'll be your pallbearer. Basically, he's saying, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, you're going to die,
and I'll carry your casket.
Woo! That's cold. That's even more cold. That's even more cold now that you explain that part. Cold.
Yeah. Oh, crap. Hold on. Okay, Huckleberry is believed to be a misunderstanding of the phrase huckleberry. It's theorized in the 19th century term for a pallbearer, meaning someone who carries a casket. The word huckle would refer to the handles on the coffin, and huckleberry would mean a pallbearer, suggesting a grim threat of killing someone. It is not supported by historical evidence, as though documents from the era use huckleberry to describe a pallbearer.
Interesting.
The correct word used by Doc Holliday in the movie Tombstone is huckleberry.
Not huckleberry.
There you go.
I learned something today. And I've always loved that movie. It's one of my top five, honestly. I love that movie. I really do. I've always have. And he's my favorite character in that movie.
It's got to love life. Got to love learning something new every day. I'm surprised I was actually the one to have that info. You know where I heard it?
You got me. Probably from somewhere you didn't expect
Big D and Bubba in the morning.
We've talked about them a few times. Like, they had like over 500 episodes. They have an advantage, though. They have a radio show.
They have a radio show. They have a morning show. But that's where I got the statistic on how long most podcast, like, what did I tell you? It's less than 20 before they fizzle out. And once you get over 100.
Oh, dude. It's the numbers are the.
Yeah,
it's getting smaller by the episode. This will be 95.
Yeah. Oh no, it was 5. It was 5. It's like a staggering statistic. Don't even make it past the 5th episode.
Yeah.
And then it's like another staggering statistic that makes it past 15 or 20.
Yeah.
And then it's like 50 is a huge milestone, and only like 40% make it past 100.
It's low. It's really low. Quite honestly, it's very low. I think less than 1% of all podcasts ever created made it past 20.
Yeah.
I think that's what the statistic was. Whew. Less than 1% of all podcasts ever released.
I just drugged this to myself I had something to say to it. I'm like,
get over here. You know what's funny? You remember a few weeks back, I leaned on the table a little too hard, and it was negligible.
Yeah, because I was sitting here like this, and the phone was all like,
and you were like, "Whoa!" Yeah, it was negligible on camera. I watched it.
Negligible.
That's a word. I didn't make
okay,
that one up.
Okay. I just double checking. You know, I'm here to support you. holding you accountable. Yeah. Holding you accountable.
Listen, that was our promise. That was our promise. We're going to do that.
Listen, if you like what you hear, keep coming back, man. We got new episodes dropping every Saturday. We have a website. It's bumper-sticker-wisdom.com. You can check out all our content. You can get to any page, any app that we're a part of. Anything else you want to add on?
I love you. Come on along. We love you. Oh, you should drop a rate or a comment or something. You got a dad joke you want to hit us to tell? Share it. You got a wisdom that we haven't said? Share it. You got one you like? Share it. Peace.